We're with Representative Rodney Davis of Illinois. And Rodney, we talked about a couple of things here with the ethanol people. First of all, really, what you think the ethanol people should be doing to get their message to Capitol Hill?
Well, I think over the years, our side, the pro-ethanol side, has lost the debate over food versus fuel. And that's where we need to make sure that we educate those who may not know why they're against ethanol production, may not know why they're against renewable fuels. And we need to educate them on the economics and how ethanol production is making cheaper feed and better feed for our livestock industry in this country, and how we can work together to make sure that we put more homegrown fuels into our fuel system and homegrown products into our fuel system and still have the ability to provide cheap food to feed our livestock and our proteins.
You're on the Agriculture Committee. We had finally got a farm bill, but you haven't seen your colleagues in a while. What just your reaction about the farm bill and how you feel it turned out?
You know, I think the farm bill turned out great. As a freshman member, I feel like a person who walked into a coffee shop 3 years after a debate started and, you know, you sit down at the table and they say, hey, help fix this. I had a steep learning curve, but I will say I think we've had great success when it comes to the farm bill. I have a very balanced approach. And part of my job as somebody who comes from the Midwest was to educate a lot of members of my own party, even on the impact of the EPA's decision for the renewable fuel standard, how that may impact the commodity title when we're looking out in the next 5 years. And I think that helped lead us to a two-tier commodity title that are giving our farmers in Central Illinois a choice between using ARC or PLC. I don't necessarily believe that would have been the case if there weren't people in the Midwest and supportive of our efforts that would have happened.
All right, finally, as you call it. You're on the conference committee. It seemed like I had one farmer say last week he thought we were going to get WERDA done before the farm bill, and we're still not there. What's the status?
Well, that farmer was wrong, obviously. We're moving forward on WERDA. It's not a Republican-Democrat issue right now. It's more of a House versus Senate. Majority of the issues, from what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, are agreed to. We're going to work together, hopefully, over the next month and push this bill out because it's crucial to our farmers in Central Illinois. It's also crucial to my coal mining families because 80% of the products that go down the Mississippi River, which my district abuts, are coal and grains. And if we can't get our products out into the open ocean, then we can't continue to feed the world and help those who need our food the most.
So you think we should have one?
Oh, yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, I mean, you look at WERDA, it passed our committee, T&I committee unanimously. It passed the floor with 3 no votes. You can't get much more bipartisan than that, and I think you'll see it move forward over the next month, and I'm just happy to be able to have a seat at the table and work out this bipartisan common sense solution.
But the holdup has been that tax, the user fee.
Well, the user fee issue is an issue that's not going to be part of the T&I portion of the bill. That's a revenue portion that has to go through Ways and Means.
Right.
And I think if you look at the voluntary issue that many of the barge operators have professed, it was in the tax reform plan that Dave Camp introduced. So it is part of the debate. But the issue is, you know, we've included provisions like my public-private partnership provision along with Sherry Bustos that we pushed in the House. That's going to allow some more innovative approaches to building infrastructure because you got to remember there are a lot of countries in this world that don't have an inland waterway trust fund. So they still build ports, but they do it through public-private partnerships, and that's why we were so set on making sure this provision was in there.
You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
All right.
You.